You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I want you to know that I had one of those DNA test things done. The heritage ancestry thing?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And it showed that I was, if I recall, I have to dig up the records. It was something like 1% Irish.
Hey, there you go. You got a little in you.
That's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough.
You
That's
can
enough
celebrate
for me to
today.
Wear my green hoodie today.
Hey, no pinches for you.
Nobody can pinch me today. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I've already been texting with Nick Knack, giving her the instructions on when the corned beef needs to go into the crock pot and where the other smaller crock pot is for the potatoes. And let's not forget the enormous day it is today for cabbage sales. And we will be having cabbage a little bit later with all of that. And I can't even tell you, at 6:13 here in the morning, I am so excited for dinner. It's the one time a year we have the corned beef, man, and I lap it up. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I
if you like it so much, why don't you have it more than once?
You can't really ever find it anywhere. And it's
you
like,
can't find
it's
corned
like
beef?
Crappy corned beef when you find it. I guess if you go to like Tony's or something like that, but I get a big slab of it from Costco because they bring it all in this time of year. And you know what I should do? I should buy a couple and freeze them. That's what I should do.
Oh, well, there you go.
Way to puzzle it out, Jer.
You know, buy several, freeze, and then do about one every 4 months.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just it loses its specialness, I guess.
Well,
I do get
the
so
thing
excited.
Is, you are a man of routine and schedule. And so you got to have your sloppy joes on Halloween. Mm-hmm. You've got to have your corned beef and cabbage today.
That's what you do today.
Right.
There's a list out this morning of every state's favorite traditional Irish dish, yada, yada, yada. You know, they got to do this because it's St. Patrick's Day. Colorado's was corned beef and cabbage. So
yes, but I moved to a place where it's shepherd's pie.
Ooh,
and
that
I
sounds
am
tasty,
way
too.
Way more on board
that
with
sounds
that.
Sounds really good. Really,
you can
really
have good. My corned beef and cabbage. I can't stand that stuff.
So good, a little yellow mustard.
I am not responsible for taking any off the shelves at the stores.
Oh, it's good stuff. The other goofy thing that's going on, I want to thank our teachers in the public school system for sending our kids home with leprechaun traps, which were set last night, and the leprechauns were supposed to come and leave gold coins, which I talked to our leprechaun this morning, and he didn't have any gold coins to leave, so
he just put his palms
that
up and went,
going on.
I got nothing.
So, yeah, every year a little leprechaun comes and plays tricks around the house and makes a mess of things. And one little fun thing that our little leprechaun likes to do, and parents, if your kids have not woken up yet and you see your leprechaun at your house, our little guy likes to put green food coloring in all the toilets and turn the water bright green. So
okay, that's
a fun
one.
Little prank.
I
if
do
you're,
like
if
that.
You're up early this morning and you see your leprechaun.
Of course. As sick as people have been in your house, that could be normal right now in your house.
Right. Yes, I mean, know. Is that vomit?
The last
no,
thing
the leprechaun game.
You don't need to be scaring the hell out of your family members any more than they have with their sicknesses over the last couple of weeks.
That's pretty
I was reading
funny.
That leprechauns back in the original a version of them with Celtic folk tales that they were cranky little old things. And their job was to mend the shoes of all the other fairies. Now,
really?
That would make me cranky, too.
Yeah.
And that would make me want to play tricks on people.
Yeah, do things with people's toilets. So essentially,
cranky
they were little cobblers.
And one thing we never figured out was why there was always a leprechaun at Denver Broncos football games. There's no connection whatsoever.
At all. Iconic, though.
I could see it at Notre Dame games, but Denver Bronco games?
Yeah, no idea.
Never made any sense
to me. How did
that
even start? Is that guy still alive? Did he die?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We once, look, I don't want to
Barrel Man
say
died.
Anything out of school here, but we had him by the radio station where I used to work many, many years ago, and I'll just say it wasn't a great experience.
Yeah, he was a cranky. He was living up to the.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it wasn't a great experience.
Oh, that's too bad. Kept eyeing your shoes.